This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Been an interesting night tonight so far, Mark. I mean, this is a show that started back on the FM band in Sarasota, Florida, back in 2002. And when you're just on the FM band on what was a kind of like a man talk radio station, the calls on a show like this are a little different than what they are like today when we've got over 40 news talk radio stations on board with Free Talk Live. So it's very unusual to get calls about recurring dreams, or as one guy was calling in tonight, calling in about a girlfriend thinking he's gay. We unfortunately, he dropped off before we could get to him, but some interesting topics tonight that are a little outside the box for your traditional talk radio stations out there.
Sounds like some men dealing with some nasty women.
I'm having fun with it. Anyway, 800-259-9231. You can dial in and bring up what you want. We go to your phone calls. And we'll start with Mark, listening to WFLA in Florida. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Yeah. Hello?
Hey there. You're on the air.
Yeah, I heard you talking about privacy and yes. Notoriety. And, you know, privacy and notoriety are two different things, especially when you mix it up with apples and oranges like television or radio versus the Internet. The Internet, you're a needle in the haystack, and people have to know how to find you. It's not like, you know, someone's exposed my privacy. He put me on the Internet. Oh,
okay.
You know, literally billions of people are on the Internet. How are you going to weed through them all?
Yeah, there's more web pages than there are human beings.
Exactly. Well, I wouldn't say that.
Oh, there is.
Do you have any expectation to privacy?
Well, it would depend. Like, if you're an employer and you do something wrong to an employee, and the offended party is fair and square and truthful, that employee should have the right to expose that employer on the web, for example. A good case for this you can find on the Footnotes and New Developments page of LennonMurderTruth.com. Interesting reading.
Nice. Thank you, Steve Lightfoot. Appreciate that.
I love how he weaves that stuff in.
He is the best.
Every week.
It's
like
one of the
appointment
best.
Sets for us.
Almost. Oh, it's not almost every week now. 800-259-9231. I never recognize his voice either.
No.
We've talked to him a whole bunch of times. Anyway, we continue here. Steve is on the line listening to WSC-FM. Steve in South Carolina, you're on Free Talk Live.
Ian and Mark.
Hey, Steve.
What's on your mind?
I would like to give kudos to Keith Malinak of WSC 94.3 FM. In Charleston, South Carolina, for airing you guys on Saturday night.
Keith Malinak is easily one of the most visionary program directors in the United States right now.
Because he's one of them carrying us.
Yes. On a 25,000-watt FM talk station, which is a pretty big deal.
Yeah. Keith's a good guy. I talk to him a lot every week, and he's a good man.
Yes, sir.
Getting back to your point, I mean, the woman who was offended, basically, I'm looking at it as an op-ed piece.
Well, hold on. Before you comment, we need to bring our listeners up to speed that might just be tuning in. The topic last hour was about a lady who was offended because a news report was put on YouTube about a forum post she made on the Internet, a public forum post she made, and her personality is publicly known. She goes by a pseudonym on the forum, but people know who she is, and she even admits that she doesn't go through any effort to hide that information.
Right. Well, so, but if somebody were just to come across it, and that's how it would be if the news reporter, if somebody just saw the news report, mm-hmm. if they were just to come across that information, then, you know, she would prefer to have that veil of privacy, and that's where the violation she feels occurred.
Right. She feels violated by this, but I say she shouldn't. I say she shouldn't be offended by this at all, because this is the world we live in, where literally a blog post or forum post can become a news story. And I don't think the news reporter has any obligation to contact the writer of the original post if he or she is going to use it in their news report, because you made it public by posting it to the Internet. So with that in mind, what are your thoughts?
Well, the thing is, I mean, to me, it's an op-ed piece because she gave a real name. And like Mark said earlier, if you're going to lend credibility to what you say, then you give your real name. to be anonymous, I mean, you're a little skeptical because it's like, well, I mean, you didn't even give your name. And I agree with Mark on that point.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Any other thoughts on your mind tonight?
Well, yeah, the 14-year-old.
The 14-year-old who was charged with child porn for taking photos of herself?
Right.
What about
her? My guess is her boyfriend, who she sent the sexting picture to, is exploiting. So he should be fined and arrested.
No, just what we need. Just what we need. Another teenage boy in prison for having sex with a girl for, you know, or doing something sexual with a girl his same age.
Yeah, look, I mean, is she being exploited? To suggest she's being exploited suggests that she does not have the ability to make a decision in this case. And in this case you're talking about, it wasn't just one picture, it was 30 pictures. But not that that really matters very much.
He wasn't in any of them, so she took them by herself.
She took those pictures to please him. It was her choice to do that. I don't see how that's in any way his fault, and I certainly don't see how either of them should be brought up in anything regarding criminal charges for this situation.
You have to understand that he sent it to 300 other, well, it got to at least 300 other people in the area.
Yeah.
So it's only a crime once you send it on to your friends? Because I had a friend in high school who had some pictures of his girlfriend. Actually, it was the two of them, and he, after they broke up, showed them to me.
Of course.
So, like, if they're going out and it's a breach of trust in that respect, I mean, when's the line drawn?
Well, I thought it would be personal between the girl and her boyfriend.
It should be.
It should be personal.
It should be personal, and
sounds
it was
like
tacky.
He's right. Very, very tacky what this guy did.
Right, this guy is a tacky dude, but then again, he is a high school kid, right? So is anybody really shocked? Anybody who's been a guy in high school really shocked by what this guy did? No.
I mean, you guys don't agree that it is an exploitation of this girl?
Absolutely not.
Well, I really, you know, what's exploitation? It gets tossed around so often. Did something happen that she didn't want to have happen? Yes.
Yeah,
if you don't want pictures of yourself floating around out there naked,
don't
take pictures
them.
Of yourself naked.
And don't send them to anybody.
Tell
you
your
do.
Daughters, everybody out there, that if you take a picture of yourself naked, somebody's liable to see it.
Mark, there was a certain amount of trust here.
Yeah.
Right. So she should break up with him.
Well, hell, I mean, you're a little dollar late. But the whole thing is, it's like, you know, it was a certain amount of trust and confidentiality involved. And, well, you know, he just totally blew it. So, yeah, breaking up with him, I mean, you're day late and dollar short on that.
Now, we don't know if she explicitly said, hey, don't share this with anybody. We don't really know what their agreement was.
It's likely, and let's just take that as a given, okay?
Let's take it as a given, even though we don't know.
The thing is here that at that point, you'd have to have you're talking about a breach of contract that you need to have a jury situation and a civil suit. We're not talking about sexual anything. Let's talk about a breach of contract, which let's say that there is a verbal contract where she said, share this to anybody. And if in that case, we need to find the value of a naked teenage girl, which is, I can tell you, a few hundred dollars tops.
Your thoughts, Steve?
What are you talking about?
You can see naked teenage girls on the internet. If you want to see them and you can see them for, $29.99. A month.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's legal, right?
Right.
Okay, not 14-year-old.
Well, she was 14. He was 14.
He was 16. Whatever.
Yeah. It's they're comparable ages.
Right.
So you know, I mean, the fact that the government has made seeing a 14-year-old naked illegal unless you're in a nudist camp or something like that. In which case, the entry to the nudist camp for the day is $15. At which point, you could see a naked 14-year-old there. There's not a lot of value to naked flesh.
You can see it, but you just can't take pictures. It's just such a crazy situation.
Okay, yeah. Mark, you've made a very, very good point.
Yeah, I do that. I'm a super genius.
And Steve, you've made some good ones, too. It was good talking to you. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. I understand. I think that if there was an agreement between the two of them, he certainly violated it. And if there's restitution that needs to be paid for it, then let that be determined. But he doesn't need to go to jail. She doesn't need to go to jail. Neither of them need a sex offender record for the rest of their lives.
Absolutely not.
We can let them handle it on their own, and it's none of our business. unless we get the picture, in which case, well, it's kind of funny business. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shooting military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
Peter Kratschnabel here from Midas Resources. Are you concerned about uncontrollable government spending? A banking system on the verge of collapse? Banks on the edge of being nationalized? Wall Street in continuous freefall? Scandal after scandal with hedge fund companies? If protecting your hard-earned savings or retirement fund is on your mind, the answer is simple. Secure your assets by purchasing gold and silver. Since President Nixon took us off the gold standard in 1971, the United States has been operating the longest-running fiat currency in the history of mankind. Gold has held its purchasing power for over 6,000 years. Contact me, Peter Kronschnabel, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Once again, that's Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. While you can still purchase gold with paper, that is 1-800-686-2237, extension 108.
With our economy spiraling out of control, living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner. No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food. Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming. We have been warned. And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. It's the Saturday edition of the program, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Features on the site are free, so enjoy those, including live streams. You've got a broadband version, dial-up version, and a webcam, all completely free for you. Head over to listen.freetalklive.com if you'd like to experience those for free. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
And the world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is April the 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. It's fun for the whole family with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and 800 tables showcasing handguns, rifles, shotguns, and more.
I can attest that you are laughing out of giddiness and excitement. You're not laughing at the Knob Creek Gun
Range. I think it's kind of funny, the whole fun for the whole family and machine guns. But, you know, the fact is, kids, especially boys, like things that go boom. And your little boy will enjoy making a machine gun
time.
Boom.
That is quality time right there.
Yep. It opens at 9 a.m. It's $10 per person. KnobCreekRange.com. That's KnobCreekRange.com.
As we continue with your phone calls, let's talk to Mike listening to WFTL in Florida. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, Mike. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Great. First of all, I heard something on the radio the other day where a lady had called in and indicated that, let's say, our government has now imposed a tax upon the first $200, which normally has not been taxed by, let's say, when you receive your paycheck, and that now that it starts from zero, so there's $7 tax added to each the first $200.
Well, the government owns your labor anyway, so why shouldn't it be able to tax the first $200 of your labor?
Yeah, they'll take whatever they want.
I don't know exactly, except that from what I understood from, let's say, our government, that they were not going to impose excess taxes on the poor, but more on the rich.
The government lies.
Yes, that's right. The other thing is, let's say, for example, to create jobs, why haven't they, other than thinking about world policy and economics, and that if we share more of our money throughout the world, that the possibility of conflict is reduced. But if they were to impose, let's say, if you take your non-essential items, whether it's a teddy bear or a blender or a coffee maker or whatever it may be, and let's say you impose the equivalent of a tax, import tax beyond what we're already doing on the item that would equal the amount if it were manufactured here in the United States. Now, with the product that's being imported at the present time, that money would go into a general fund. The government would add more to it. In other words, let's say possibly as a loan to establish businesses either with existing
plants. I see where you're coming from. I want to address already what it is that you've said here.
Okay.
You're talking about creating jobs, and you're suggesting, from what I understood of you and what you just said, you suggested that in order to create jobs, the government should basically tax imports to the point where they will end up costing the exact same amount as anything that would be the similar product made in America would cost on the store shelf. Did I understand you correctly?
Yes, sir, you
and
have.
How is it you believe... Now, just I don't mean to jump down your throat on this, but how is it you believe that restricting freedom, putting more restrictions on what people can do with their money, is going to do anything to create jobs?
Well, let me explain. In other words, let's say I've lived in many countries and have conducted negotiations around the world, but there are many hands in the pie between, let's say, for example, a far eastern country and the United States. Now, naturally, they would not like to see anything like this happen because it affects their welfare. But
it affects my welfare, too. I'd like to say that it affects my welfare and my ability to be able to buy products at a reasonable price at on the store shelves. You would be making it so that you talked about poor people earlier. You'd be making it so poor people would be even poorer because they wouldn't be able to afford all of these American-made products, which would cost a hell of a lot more in many cases than their overseas counterparts. So you're literally talking about taking money out of poor people's wallets, and I don't see how you think that's going to help create jobs in any way. It's going to take more money out of people's hands, and they won't be able to start their own businesses for sure, and certainly can't create jobs if they can't start their own businesses because they can't even afford, you know, they can't even afford a telephone.
Not to mention the poor people around the world that have the jobs manufacturing those things that people buy more cheaply because they're imported.
Let me explain. In other words, let's say with that, the money that would be received goes into this general fund for anybody to establish a factory here to produce those the items here, manufacturing jobs, producing jobs. All right? Now, it would be available to anybody and everybody here, as well as to the people who are manufacturing it overseas.
Can you point out any program that the government's run anywhere near as well as the free market?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite understand that.
Can you point out any program?
The market, because it's not free.
Right. Any market, any program out there that the government has run, as well as what we call the free market here in the United States, that you know, up till now, has done. Anything.
I'm a little confused by all
the
of
the government
that.
Can't do anything right. Would you agree with that?
I'm not saying that they can or can't.
Well,
do you have an opinion?
I would rather not, let's say, comment whether they do or do not.
Well, I'm of the opinion that the government can't do anything properly.
But quite frankly, I'm just offering a suggestion that will create more jobs here, and that's what we want to do is bring our jobs.
No, your suggestion will impoverish the country.
No, it won't. Not at all. If you take an item, let's say, for example, if you figure all the hands in the pie between the time it is manufactured and arrives here with the duty and the shipping and everything else, you might add 30% to it. That's it. Okay? And if you take a $10 item, that means it's $13. Now, is that going to make us poor?
It's going to affect, it's 30%. Yeah, I mean, that's 30% less food that I can put in my kid's mouth.
30% less that anybody can buy. Right. I mean, that's significant.
I mean,
even if your numbers are right.
Walk around on the street, ask anybody if they can take a 30% pay cut right now.
How about this question? Let's say your vision for this world or this country with incredibly high import taxes, which, by the way, I think should be abolished completely, and export taxes should all be abolished. Let's say that in this world where you have this total government control over what comes in, let's say I'm a smuggler. And I'm going to smuggle in a whole pallet full of cell phones.
Widgets.
That are cell phones. Okay. It's a good product, right? Good product that's made over in Japan or China or wherever. I'm going to bring those cell phones into this country, and I'm going to start selling them to whoever it is that wants to save 50% on a cell phone because, man, I can just bring some stuff in cheap. What are you going to do to me?
It happens today, every day.
What are you going to do to me?
Well, I'm not going to do anything because...
Let's say you're in charge. Let's say you're in charge of the government. What would you do to me?
Okay, you police it to the best of your ability.
What does that mean, to police it?
Okay, you catch him. What are you going to do?
They police importation, of course, continuously at the borders.
Let's say I've made it past the borders, and they catch me inside the country with a pallet full of cell phones that I didn't pay those import taxes on. What are you going to do to me?
I guess it would be the same as a drug runner, wouldn't it?
So you talking about 10
years? Is that really what you want to do to people?
10 years in prison for selling cell phones? I'm sorry, dude. I don't want to live in that country. That's sick. Don't you see how sick that is?
If you import products illegally, then, of course, naturally, you're subject to government, let's say...
So throw me in a prison cell.
So
10
maybe
years.
We have too many laws in this
15
country.
15 years. How many years should I get for it?
Maybe we should solve our problems without throwing people in jail.
No, Mark. We need more taxes. That'll solve everything. More taxes will create jobs.
Government's the only organization that can throw somebody in jail for violating its rules.
Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. And how many years would be appropriate for smuggling some cell phones into the country? 15? Because, hey, those cell phones could go to terrorists, you know. That should be 50 years.
Buy a cell phone, you're
free talk
terrorists.
Live.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world, and that having a clogged colon is good for you. That being overweight is absolutely healthy. That there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air. And last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy.
Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
Gardeners, you have the seeds. Now let us help you create the ultimate garden. And whether or not you've got good soil, we've got just the solution. AgGrand Liquid Organic Fertilizer at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Restore life to your soil or apply directly to the crop. Visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Fuller feeding with our 4-3-3 or sulfate of potash with kelp is 20 times more efficient than applying amendments to the soil. Manhattan fish, blood meal, potash, and North Atlantic kelp are combined with 10 micronutrients, as well as vitamins and amino acids for max results. You have the seeds. Now you need the fertilizer. Call 1-800-579-0580. That's 1-800-579-0580. Or visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Enhance and protect your garden now with natural organic fertilizer. Low cost and increases hay yields too. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. For sale in Canada too.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. The Saturday edition, 800-259-9231. The number brought to you by our friends at SACL, C-A-I. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Now, if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you may do so by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com.
The bureaucrats are undermining your right to bear arms. Now they're taxing bottled water. That's right, water. Log on to enjoybottledwater.org and tell them enough is enough. Sign the petition fighting taxes and regulations on bottled water. After all, if they can tax water, what can they tax next? And what you need to ask yourself is, if one of these taxes comes to your state or your community and they start pushing it down your throat, is what did I do about it beforehand? Because this is happening in other people's communities in other states, and you need to stand up now. Otherwise, bottled water is going to be taxed all over the United States, and this is how it's done, community by community, drop by drop. Enjoybottledwater.org.
800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls. By the way, I want to apologize to everybody that was holding on. The network just had a technical malfunction, one of those things where the phones just blew up in every single caller.
Too many people calling.
Apparently. Every single caller just dropped off the lines. But luckily, we have calls on our lines here over here, the AMP line. So,
please call back.
Please call back. If you were on hold, definitely call back at 800-259-9231, and we will get to your calls. So apologies to you. All right. We continue with Chris in Texas on the AMP line. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Ian. As I was telling you earlier, I ran across an interesting story today, and it's of interest to just about anybody that's into the Liberty Movement, because it was basically about the fact that Portugal decriminalized all drugs back in 2001. There was an article in Salon on March 14th by Glenn Greenwald, and from what I understand, he's going to be presenting some results at the Cato Institute on the 3rd. But basically, there were some detractors that were, you know, predicting doom and gloom for this decriminalization, and in fact, it was a rousing success by all accounts that they say. So I just wanted to mention that. I had never actually heard that Portugal was one of these countries that, you know, you always hear the stories about Amsterdam, and
so
I guess that's in Holland.
All drugs are decriminalized?
Yep. Even cocaine and heroin, according to the story.
And what was the source?
I bet Lisbon's a rockin' town.
What was the source on this again?
Salon Magazine, but there's a talk at the Cato Institute on the 3rd, which I guess is next Friday.
Wow.
By Glenn Greenwald is the person. But it was in Salon Magazine, you know, salon.com, on March 14th. I found it, like, extremely interesting because I was totally unaware of this.
Yeah, I would like to. I see a Salon story about that, 2009, yep, from last week. I'll take a closer look at it, and thank you for the heads up. Any other thoughts for us?
No, just like I said, this is one of those first cases I've seen where there's actually empirical data that backs a libertarian argument.
Fantastic. Thank you for the heads up on that. 800-259-9231. I do have the story here from Glenn Greenwald at salon.com, where according to him, in 2001, Portugal became the only EU member state to decriminalize drugs, a distinction which continues through to the present. Last year, working with the Cato Institute, I went to that country in order to research the effects of the decriminalization law, which applies to all substances, including heroin and cocaine. Because when we talk about decriminalization or legalization on this show, inevitably somebody will call in to say, well, I agree with you on marijuana, but cocaine, we should not decriminalize that.
I was in that position at one point in my life, too. I mean, not too long ago, honestly, if you look at the, you know, just a few years.
And as we would point out, and as you learned,
all you have to do is look at the facts.
Prohibition is prohibition any way you slice it, whether it's prohibition of alcohol, prohibition of guns, prohibition of drugs, prohibition of prostitution. So if you decriminalize marijuana, great. That's going to help the 800,000 people who were arrested last year and probably are being arrested right now as we speak for marijuana possession. It's going to help. But it doesn't help end the violence associated with the war on drugs. It doesn't help end the robberies. It doesn't help end the fear that that hard drug addicts have of going and getting help for themselves. So there's so many reasons why drugs should be decriminalized. There's a safety factor. The drugs would be safer. But let's see what Glenn has to say here as far as their actual experience in Portugal. So this, again, happened back in 2001 when drugs were decriminalized there. He said he had the chance to interview drug policy officials in that country, evaluating the policy strictly from an imperial perspective. Decriminalization has been an unquestionable success, leading to improvements in virtually every relevant category and enabling Portugal to manage drug-related problems and drug usage rates far better than most Western nations that continue to treat adult drug consumption as a criminal offense. So we're not going to go through this whole story because they have yet to actually publish a lot of this information. It looks like something's coming up on April 3rd. So this information is going to come out, and I think it's going to hit in a big way. Sounds pretty exciting to me. Because it's just nonsense. The idea that society would crumble were drugs decriminalized is absolute nonsense, and it's based on reality. What happened in the past is that before the war on drugs, drugs were completely legal.
You could buy laudanum in the drugstore. You could walk in as a 10-year-old and buy laudanum for your mom at the drugstore.
Right.
But the unfortunate part is that people believe whatever they want to believe. They don't look at facts. They muddle through life. Sheep at the being herded by their betters. They're not going to look at these facts, and they don't care about facts. Facts, schmacks.
Well, but they are facts, and it's great that the information's coming out. Some people are going to look. Some people are going to hear this. They're going to change their minds. They're going to take a real close look at the war on drugs. They're going to determine how insane it is that a war is going on against our friends and family members. Because that's what the war on drugs actually is. Let's continue with your phone calls here. Maybe we'll dig up more information on this drug decriminalization story as time goes on here. Let's talk in the meantime to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee, on the Amp Line. Hello, Gene.
Hey, guys, I want to talk about the Campaign for Liberty event in St. Louis last night. But first, two very quick things. Number one, my eyes have really been opened by going to LeninMurderTruth.com.
Are you being facetious?
And last week when we were in France, we stopped at the Louvre, I guess, the museum.
It's hard to say anything in French properly if you're English. It's, yeah, you just really can't do it.
And all of those statues there, they're all child porn. So I don't know. They're going to have to close.
Yeah, you know, I noticed they
closed that place.
I was at the Ringling Museum in Sarasota, Florida, and you walk right in on child porn. They've got little chubby kids buck naked on these Rubens Grands, I guess they're called. They were outlines for tapestries, but the Louvre has two of them, and the Ringling School of the Ringling Museum of Art has like six of them. They're amazing. They're colossal paintings, huge, and it's all child porn.
I think they better burn the Louvre down to the ground, because it's just corrupting people's
you
minds.
Could, you could we do could send them some freedom fries.
No, you should do what John Ashcroft did. Remember when he bought that like $15,000 veil that he threw over, like a robe or something, that he threw over the Lady Justice? Or I don't know if it was Lady Justice, but it was one of the statues at the Justice
some
Department.
Some naked bronze lady?
Well, she was topless. She wasn't even fully naked, but
naked,
she was topless.
Naked.
But it was naked enough for John Ashcroft, and he threw this $15,000, had the taxpayers pay $15,000 or whatever for a modification to the statue to cover up her naked breasts. So maybe you should just do. Maybe they could do that at the Louvre and get away with it. But you're right. It's just the insanity of suggesting that that depictions of nude young people, nude teens, or nude children is in any way pornographic or in any way sexual.
And anyway, on to Campaign for Liberty last night with Ron Paul and Judge Napolitano. I have to say that, as usual, Ron Paul was Ron Paul. Made all way too much logic. Made too much sense for a politician.
Mm-hmm.
But the surprising event was actually Judge Napolitano.
Why is he surprising?
Well, because he basically said, you know, the Second Amendment is for shooting politicians. And
whoa!
Yep, what he said.
He's converting.
Much. I mean, he didn't... Huh?
He's converting. He has... there's a lot of... hope for Judge Napolitano. I bought his book, Constitutional Crisis, back in 2002. Actually, my then fiance gave it to me as a present.
Wait, you're saying there's hope for this guy? Aren't you concerned they're going to snatch him and throw him into a gulag for this?
He's already a terrorist, so they might.
Well, yeah, I guess once you're already a terrorist, you might as well start saying whatever you want. Thanks, Gene, for the call. 800-259-9231. I don't advocate those things on this show because I don't think that going out and shooting people is going to solve the problem.
Gene was just saying that the Second Amendment is to protect your yourself from a tyrannical government.
I see that. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition, and you can bring up whatever you want. If you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. You can see them for yourself, or if you are a lady listener, you can submit your picture or video submission to the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
What if you found out the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? It's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
We continue with your phone calls. Ladies first, we go to Faye, listening to WFLA in Florida. Hello, Faye.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the air.
How are you?
Oh, just super.
Well, I was told, I was listening to Beck, and he said that the lights are supposed to be off to conserve energy from 8:30 to 9, so I have every light in my house on. Both of my cars are running with the lights on. And I just want to let the government know that I don't appreciate them telling me when and what I will do.
Well, I don't know that the government's involved in Earth Hour, which is what you're referring to here, but I do know that there are, you know, there's going on at the same time, the Competitive Enterprise Institute has instituted Human Achievement Hour. So it sounds to me like you're celebrating the human achievement of the light bulb.
Well, definitely.
Yeah,
and she's running her cars.
God gave us a brain, and he taught us how to use it, and he controls history. He controls everything there is to control on this earth. And I think that little old man needs to look at that.
Well, you know, I couldn't tell you what God wants or is for, but I do think that that the idea that energy is somehow finite, that man's level of achievement is finite, and that we're going to turn the world into a charred husk or something like that.
Oh, no way.
It seems silly.
Have you not seen back in history we're alive, we're well? God has prospered the United States of America, and it is only because of him that we are who we are.
Well,
we need to start looking at who we have in the presidency, a dictator and thief.
Well, wait a minute.
We've had that since Lincoln, okay?
Right, yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Why?
No way.
Why?
No way. Because God gave us...
Republicans.
God gave us rights. I mean, we are nothing. We don't have anything that was not given to us.
Hold on. Which president... I want to hear you come back to what Mark had to say there. Which presidents have not been dictators since Abraham Lincoln?
Oh, come on.
It's a serious question.
You know what? We are allowed... We have the right to vote so far.
So you get
right?
to vote between one wannabe dictator or another wannabe dictator, right?
No.
No?
The government was
Are you going to tell
into,
me, wait a minute,
the government
Faye.
Was put into effect to do what the people desires.
Mm,
government
yeah.
right now
well,
is
the people
not
wanted
doing,
out of, the people of the United States
doing
of America.
At all what the people desire.
The people of the United States of America wanted to see us out of Iraq. Did George Bush do that?
Well, have you seen what we've done in Iraq?
I don't really care.
And
the people wanted us out. You said that the people make the decisions, and we're sticking with that. The people wanted out. Was George Bush a criminal in chief or whatever you said?
No, I have brothers and a son in the military.
Oh, those,
now
are,
you
the
made it personal,
those are the people
they
that count.
They do not want out.
Oh,
they
I don't.
Are
what difference does it make
freedom,
whether the What difference
and,
does it make if the soldiers want out?
That's what Iraq
is getting.
That's well, wait a minute,
Faye. I actually have somebody on the line here who was in Afghanistan, I believe,
and Iraq.
In Iraq as well. Puke is on the line with us from New Hampshire. Puke, you're on with Faye. You were actually over there. Did you want to get out?
Yes. I wanted to get out the fastest way possible, which was almost with a bullet through my head, but I made it on the plane instead.
Faye, how do you feel about that?
Well, how old are you, Puke?
Jesus doesn't love puke.
26.
26. Okay. 26.
Hey,
well, you're a middle-aged young man, not middle-aged, excuse me, a young man, right? What did you see over there that was happening, apparently, that you wanted out so fast?
Good question.
Because I also have a 26-year-old. Who is damn proud of what he's doing over there.
Killing
cue up
people.
Cue up the Star-Spangled Banner.
Dun, dun, go ahead,
well, dun, dun, I was a helicopter mechanic, dun, dun. So what I saw in Afghanistan and Iraq was people dying on both sides, and that doesn't help in any way. Yeah, it was American soldiers, it was British soldiers, it was the Iraqis and the Afghanis, and we were all killing each other, and that doesn't help to solve anything in any manner.
You know if they're brown, they're
well,
terrorists.
I'll tell you what, war is not pretty. And when it comes down to being here in the United States and neighbor against neighbor,
who would Jesus kill?
Which is what I'm starting to look at.
hey, Faye, did Jesus hate paid Arabs too?
I'm in Florida, and they're talking about neighbors turning in neighbors for watering their lawn.
Faye, we're with you on that one, okay?
Absolutely. I'm there. I am there, Faye. I just don't think that the government should be enforced against people who don't want to be involved in it, in that sense. I mean, I don't want to pay for a war in Iraq.
Why did Puke sign up? Why did Puke sign up if he didn't want to fight for what's right? I mean,
well,
you know,
because,
you go in, you take an oath to
yes,
uphold.
An oath to the Constitution, which they broke, and I'm not proud about going along with it, but that did happen.
Yeah, you know, the oath that you're talking about there, Puke, I know you were calling about for something else, so hang on. So, Faye, the oath you're talking about was an oath to the Constitution, which pretty much says there shouldn't even be a standing military.
Well, I think our government has forgotten what the Constitution even says.
When did that happen?
Oh, we've been heading down this road since the 60s and the love everybody.
There you go.
It's a liberal. I teach.
So did George Bush forget the Constitution too?
When? When he decided to try to keep us from getting...
No, I'm not specifying anything. I'm asking you, did George W. Bush forget about the Constitution? You just said that it's been happening since the 60s. Did he also forget about or ignore the Constitution?
Was he in office in the 60s? Give me a break.
You said it was happening since
the
60s,
Faye. We've had, oh, yeah, well, No, Bush was holding.
Which of the presidents, which of the presidents since the 60s, in your opinion, respected the Constitution? Go ahead.
Well, who do you think I would say? Reagan.
Okay. Now, the Constitution is pretty clear that the military...
Is that it? Hold on.
The military shouldn't exist.
Wait, are we clear? Is it just Reagan or is it...
Well, Reagan's the icon
Bush
of conservatives.
Hey, look.
Bush held his own.
Bush,
what about the other Bush?
Bush is going to get bad mouth slammed for anything.
What about the first Bush? What about Daddy Bush?
If it rains too much, Bush is going to get it.
Faye,
if it doesn't
what about
rain
Daddy
enough,
Bush? What about
Bush
him?
Bush is going to get it.
Faye?
Look, I agree that Democrats hate Bush. And
yeah.
I think that they have
yeah.
a lot of good reasons, Faye, because he took the country into war on premises that were wrong, whether they were a lie or not. They were mistaken.
Now, what would you have done for 9/11? Okay.
I would have attacked Canada if I thought that they were somehow involved, but I'm saying that a person who gets to employ force needs to stand back and take a look at things, and I'm sorry.
Do you remember Nagasaki and Hiroshima?
Yes, and I think that it was an overuse of force.
Do you know how many lives that saved?
It didn't save anybody's lives.
I don't know. How would you know?
I would go over and make much more of a dust bowl over there.
You are absolutely despicable.
She voted for Sarah Palin.
Right now. And you know why? Because you're a killer. So many more lives.
No, she's a wannabe killer, Mark. She doesn't have the guts to do it herself. Now, hey, Faye.
I could.
I bet you could. You're sick like that.
How do you know the bad people, Faye? Is it because they have more melanin in their skin?
Do you know that if somebody came into my house, I could shoot them?
Good. Absolutely.
If somebody.
That'd be you defending your property, Faye.
Or accosting my daughter, I could kill them.
Great.
I'm fine with that.
If somebody was threatening my country, I could kill them.
The country doesn't exist.
What does threatening a country mean?
Yeah, what does that mean, Faye?
That is defense of a sovereign nation.
Now, there's a difference between feeling threatened.
Wait.
I got your point, right? I know the bad people with the scimitars, they're threatening us. I understand.
Don't forget those slanty-eyed jabs back in the...
they're all a threat. Feeling threatened and being threatened are two different things.
Now,
Iraq didn't do anything to threaten you.
Can we talk more about the Japanese in World War II?
I want to talk
to Faye more. Hang on, Faye. We're going to bring you back. If you got a question for Faye, maybe you got a comment for her, 800-259-9231. I hope she hangs on through the news.
She's going to be busy out killing people.
Hour three is coming up, and this is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. If you're on hold, we will get to you.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.